This is Arthur Gase in Nuremberg, Germany. Hess, Bormann, von Neurath, Rippentrop, Sauckel, Seyss-Inquart, and Kaltenbrunner were faced with most serious charges today as Associate Prosecutor Major Warren Farr laid bare the different ways in which the SS was an unlawful political organization that should be declared criminal. There was only one happy man on the bench down below me as Farr ably piled up his evidence to show how the defendants were the leaders of this great gang of murderers. That was Hans Frank, uncrowned king of Poland, who was indicted in the original document as an SS general, which was a mistake. Frank, who already is burdened with so many serious charges out of his ruthless administration of the Polish government general, seemed visibly relieved, and he and Frick turned to each other with an attitude of gratification, for after Farr's presentation during the last 2 days, there was little doubt left of the murderous purposes of the SS. It operated the concentration camps. It was the spearhead in the persecution of the Jews. Millions of murders can be traced to its doors, and the tribunal could well rule that all of its members were part of the conspiracy and were to be brought before the court. When the tribunal recessed just a half hour ago for the Christmas holidays, Colonel Robert Story was presenting another important case against the SD, or the German Security Organization, and the Gestapo, or the state criminal police, whose horror record is almost inconceivable, what with gas chambers and death vans. In reviewing the results of the first month of these trials, I want to say that generally much more was accomplished than any of us expected. There's been an extensive amount of hard work done. Originally, the United States was going to prosecute the criminals it apprehended alone. Then it was decided to split up the case among the four great powers so that there had to be an exchange of evidence with the other nations taking over parts of the prosecution, somewhat scrambling some of the case. Whoever knows anything about joint operations of countries realizes that such action presents its difficulties, what with languages, tempers, and other problems involved. The American presentation will not be finished until after the recess. Much credit and praise is due the men who have been preparing the evidence, and the few so-called glaring weaknesses in the presentation of our case came to the surface when, for unknown reasons, attorneys have been allowed to present the evidence before the tribunal, evidence which they had not prepared themselves. When the tribunal reconvenes again on Wednesday, January 2nd, there will be a return to the American and then to the French and Russian presentations, after which the defense will have its day, which should be an extremely interesting one. This is Arthur Gase in Nuremberg. I return you now to the Mutual Newsroom in New York.